The world's largest alternative energy company bought a Utah rooftop solar company last week. Some people see the deal as a sign of revolution in how we all power our homes and businesses. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Last week, the alternative energy company SunEdison announced it was buying Lehigh-based Vivint Solar for $2.2 billion. Vivint Solar CEO Greg Butterfield praised the merger synergies in a conference call last week with investors.
We're happy to be part of the family. We're very excited, and we look forward to working with you to not just build the largest renewable energy company in the world, but the largest energy company.
Vivint leases rooftop solar panels in a program it promotes door-to-door to homes and businesses mostly outside Utah. That portfolio of 523 megawatts complements SunEdison's global scope. Todd Stevens runs a Salt Lake City investment company that specializes in alternative energy. To him, the Vivint deal looks like a signal that how we get energy is undergoing the kind of revolution we've already seen in computing. People used to do their computing on centrally located mainframes. Now, Steven says, everyone relies on smartphones.
It's almost to the point where that same parallel with computing power is going to be coming into energy production.
Stevens calls this a shift towards distributed power. There's less reliance on big coal-fired power plants and more on rooftop solar or neighborhood wind farms.
I think SunEdison sees the market shifting, a lot more interest in solar, a lot more opportunity for Vivint in the future, so they were willing to pay a premium.
Vivint has about 4,000 employees, and the company didn't say whether any of those jobs might be lost in the merger. But the executive team is part of the merger, which is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Judy Faze, KUER News.